Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Cameras flash as wheels touch down. Returning heroes homeward bound. Salutes and handshakes all around. Their loved ones standing by. Tears of joy flow as little ones leap into loving arms. So thumbs up for the heroes of the home front. Lower the flags, raise our glasses high. When troops are called to go, home front heroes serve at home. So thumbs up for the heroes of the home front.
So that's a new piece of music written by my guests with us now, Terry Kelly, the writer, singer of the traditional Remembrance Day song now, Pittance of Time. You'll hear a bit of that later on in this segment. And, hey, Terry, how are you?
I'm well, Roy.
Did we wake you up?
No, I just got out of the car for 4 hours.
Oh.
So I'm wide awake now.
Ready? Okay, good, good. I just thought, I think we woke him up. Mark Birchall is with us as well, co-national organizer for the Canadian Walk for Veterans. And Mark co-wrote The Heroes of the Home Front with Terry. Are you awake, Mark?
I'm with you. I am with you, Roy, and it's great to be on your show once again. And you mentioned that Terry and I co-composed the song, and I think it's very symbolic of Canadian unity that we wrote this song with Terry sitting on the East Coast in Halifax and me sitting on the West Coast in White Rock, South Korea.
Oh, that's great. That is. How did that come about?
Well, actually, we brought Terry Kelly out here for the grand opening of Legion Veterans Village, which is the first of its kind center of excellence for veteran mental health in Canada. So Terry came out and he did his performance, and as many great decisions are made, that evening we sat over a beer, and I said to Terry, you know, it's been quite a while since you had a new song, since A Pittance of Time, and, you know, it's time for a new one. And he said, you know what, you're right. And so anyways, we got talking more, and I was telling him about the theme for the Canadian Walk for Veterans this year, Heroes of the Home Front, which pays tribute to military families. And as soon as I said it, Terry said, oh my God, that's the name of the new song.
Okay, so don't answer all my questions at once, Mark, okay? Just settle down. Just settle down, Mark. I love it. You know, I get these people on the air, and I've known Mark and I've known Terry for a long time. But you ask them a question, and then they can't stop, and they answer all your questions before you can ask another one. And then after 3 minutes, it's okay. Thanks a lot for the time. Bye-bye. So settle down, guys. I have to say, though, I listened to Heroes of the Home Front, and it's a really wonderful tribute because it's a tribute to the veterans. It's a tribute to the current members of the CAF, currently serving members of the armed forces. It's a tribute to the first responders, and we're going to get into that. But before we do that, just remind us, please, because we're going to play a little bit. Actually, hang on to that thought. I'm going to get to that in a bit. What is the personal significance? I like to ask people that question on this date. For me, it's my dad, who at 19 years of age was at Dunkirk.
Right.
And fought in that battle and was captured by the Germans. 19. Got away.
Wow.
And was walking in France in a British uniform until he managed to steal some clothing from a clothesline. Then he walked down the streets, the roads of France, with German convoys going in the opposite direction, and he waved to the German soldiers. And they waved back. If they had stopped to question him, they would have realized right away he was a British soldier out of uniform, and they would have shot him. Wow. So this, and I asked my dad, he died when I was 12. I asked him, as a kid would.
Yeah.
So how did you escape? Because I know a little bit, right? They taught us, I went to school in England at the time, and they taught us British history when we were 5 years old. And I asked him, how did you get away? How did you escape? His answer to a little kid, to his son, young son, was, we didn't like it, so we left. That was his exact quote. I've never forgotten that. Then he fought with the French resistance for some time because, you know, he was in France, so they found him. Fortunately, they found him. And he fought with them, stayed with them, and then he made his way to Switzerland and met my mother, and that's why we're talking. So,
and we're delighted that he did.
What? What did you say?
We're delighted he did.
What, I like a what?
The problem that is, I'm glad he met your mom.
What, I like a what?
No, I'm delighted he met your mom.
Oh, it's, you're talking Newfoundland English.
Newfoundland.
So, look, let me ask you guys. Let me start with you, Terry, because you really made a massive impression on Canadians with a pittance of time, and I'm sure Heroes of the Home Front will do the same thing. What is the significance of Remembrance Day to you?
Well, it's for me, it's all about gratitude. You know, if things hadn't turned out the way they did, and if your dad hadn't been one of the French resistance, Terry Kelly, who's totally blind, would not be here today, as it turns out. So, and my mom and dad wouldn't have had an opportunity to meet. So, yeah. So it's gratitude. And Roy, I may have mentioned this to you before, but when I went to the School for the Blind in Halifax, a lot of my teachers and parent, house parents, I was 9 months a year away from home, that most of them were retired Army, Air Force, Navy people, and they did not baby us. They didn't overprotect us. They taught us to be accountable and said, you're blind, get over it, let's focus on the things you can do. And that's my life.
Yeah, you're an amazing man. You really are. As are you, Mark Birchall. Before we talk about, and I want to ask you as well about the Canadian Walk for Veterans, but what's the connection for you, the personal connection to Remembrance Day?
Well, every Remembrance Day, of course, when I bow my head in silent remembrance, I remember my father, Sheridan Birchall, who was in military intelligence during the Second World War. And he left before my oldest sister was born, so he didn't meet my oldest sister for 2 years after she was born, and when he finally returned. And my dad was part of the liberation of Holland, and because of being in military intelligence, he was also sent right to the front when they moved into Germany to take back Germany. And ironically enough, he had a couple of jobs. One was to free the POW camps, but the second job he had was to move into a town and become mayor, restore order, and then he had to rope somebody else into being mayor, and then his job would be to move on to the next town and become mayor there and do the whole thing all over again.
Wow, yeah. So here you are, you meet in British Columbia before you write Heroes of the Home Front, and you meet, you make this great decision over a beer, maybe two. And the idea comes to, did it come to both of you that, hey, we're going to write another song. We're going to write a song for Remembrance Day, but we're going to include first responders. How did that come into play?
Well, I'll do a quick one on that.
Sure.
So first of all, we're sitting there, and you know, I have a full album dedicated to servicemen and women, and a little bit to the responders. And we discussed, you know, I said, it's, you know, we together came up with the idea that we need a song that includes first responders. We had a long discussion about that. But I said, Mark, just start writing some phrases down. I need a title. And we're doing that, and all of a sudden he tells me about his challenge coin for this year's Walk for Veterans. And I said, you've been hiding that. You know, Heroes of the Home Front. What a fabulous phrase. So, yeah, so it was time after writing A Pittance of Time, to start including the first responders beyond the servicemen and women, because they work together, you know, through the fires at home and the floods and all that jazz. So it sort of came that way and fell out of a big beer glass.
A big beer glass. A very big beer glass. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I know you guys. Let's listen a little bit again to Heroes of the Home Front, written by Terry Kelly and Mark Birchall and performed by Terry.
Cameras flash as wheels touch down, returning heroes homeward bound. Salutes and handshakes all around, their loved ones standing by. Tears of joy flow as little ones leap into loving arms. So thumbs up for the heroes of the home front. Lower the flags, raise our glasses high. When troops are called to go, home front heroes serve at home. So thumbs up for the heroes of the home front.
Heroes of the Home Front, Terry Kelly, Mark Birchall. Terry is singing it. Terry and Mark wrote it together. Where can we find it? I mean, I found it on just because you sent it to me, but where can our listeners find it?
Well, right now, Mark, if you were to go to the Canadian Walk for Veterans website, so that's Canadian Walk for Veterans forwards. .com, there's a, on the navigation bar, there's a line that says Heroes of the Home Front. And if you click on that, it'll take you to a page where you can access the song. Terry and I launched the song on Parliament Hill at the Sam Sharp breakfast in February. And so we put it on that page there so that folks who attended the breakfast, the Sam Sharp breakfast, would be able to hear the song. And now all of Canada can hear it.
And you can find it on Google as well, right? Yeah?
Where's that?
You can find it on Google as well.
It should be there. It's I guess the official launch is still about to happen, but I'm sure that would give it as well. And we're working on a video, so we'll have it on the YouTube channel.
All right, so we'll talk again about that. Mark, tell us a bit about the Walk for Veterans this year. How well is it responded to? Was it responded to? And what are the particular challenges that you identify that veterans are facing? We remember this Prime Minister saying publicly, he said, veterans want too much, more than we veterans want more than we can give right now.
He said at a town hall in Edmonton to one of our representative veterans, Brock Blazek, he said that veterans are asking for more than they can give right now, which is ironic because that's implying that there isn't enough money to provide the benefits that the government has promised. But it's ironic, I say, because they make these big announcements through the government of all the benefits and the new things that they're allocating money for to veterans. And then every couple of years, they return about $1.5 billion of unspent money back to the Treasury. So it always begs the question, well, why don't you just spend it on the veterans? Right now, they're running about 36 months lag time to process a benefit, and on average, and a lot of veterans suffering from mental health issues, they just can't wait that long.
No, they can't.
It's not because the money isn't there.
That's
true. Money's obviously there, or they'd have nothing to return to the Treasury.
Okay, thank you. That's so important. People have to remember this. Now, Terry, we're going to play a little bit of Pittance of Time, but for a few people who may not have heard it, remind us what inspired the song.
So I'll nutshell it, but as I mentioned earlier, my surrogate parents, when I was away from home, were the retired Army, Air Force, Navy people. And so my wife and I were heading for the cenotaph one year, and my wife had just finished with a knee operation, so we needed something for her to lean on to get to the cenotaph. We ran into traffic. We're going to be late. We're going to miss it. We walk into the drugstore. We're going to rent this piece of equipment, and it's 2:58, and to our great pleasure, the manager of the store said, "Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, please join me for 2 minutes of silence in honor of our veterans and peacemakers." And so I said, stopping the flow of commerce in this big joint like this, you know. And 11 o'clock comes. Here, I'll finish the story real quick. 11 o'clock comes. The place goes dead quiet except one man who's trying to finish. He wanted something. And I can't see. I'm not sure who, not sure what he was pointing at. But he said, "I want that one over there." And the poor young clerk was trying to quiet him down. 20 seconds go by. I put my finger to my lips. I go, "Shh." And he didn't stop. He wasn't impressed. And here's the kicker, Roy. He left the store before the 2 minutes were up. And I didn't know she was there at the time. A little girl, 8, 9 years old, said, "Daddy, that was embarrassing. You were supposed to be quiet during that time." And I thought, wow, from the mouths of babes.
Yeah. You know? So let's listen to a little bit of Terry Kelly. This is the story, you just heard it, that this song, Pittance of Time, was based on.
They fought and some died for their homeland. They fought and some died, now it's our land. Look at his little child, there's no fear in her eyes. Could he not show respect for other dads who have died? Take 2 minutes, would you mind? It's a pittance of time for the boys and the girls who went over. In peace may they rest, may we never forget why they died. It's a pittance of time. God forgive me.
Pittance of Time, Terry Kelly. Thank you for that song, Terry. I always say thank you for that song. It's such a wonderful reminder of Remembrance Day.
And you're right, and that whole story is captured on the video on my YouTube channel.
Okay. What's the YouTube channel?
We always like to ask people when they visit the YouTube channel to subscribe, and that helps us.
Okay. What's the YouTube channel?
Terry Kelly. It's my official YouTube channel.
Okay. All right. Terry Kelly on YouTube. And Mark, thank you for everything you do for the veterans with the Canadian Walk for Veterans. Thank you for sending me that commemorative coin this year. I always appreciate that and like to contribute as I can. And, guys, it's such an incredibly important day. And it's a day that we need to remember those who represent us today in the military, who will fight for us, who are willing to die for this country and for Canadians, and their forebears who did exactly that. Mark Birchall, Terry Kelly, always great to speak with you both. Pleasure and an honor to know you both. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, Roy. It's great to be on your show, and thank you for having us on at these important times.
All right, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
And, Roy, you are one of the heroes of the home front with the work you do, and thank you so much.
Oh, appreciate that, Terry. Thank you.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.